Welcome to the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. UX introduces a simple formula for personal and business growth based around one principle. We can't solve big, valuable problems alone. Starting with this principle, UX equips and empowers us to pour ourselves into people and systems, scale authentically, and create a life of exponential freedom and impact. And now, let's get started with the latest episode of the UX Podcast. What's up, rock stars? It's Matt Johnson back with another solo episode of the UX Podcast. So we have no guest. I wanted to share something that I've been thinking about a lot, and it's actually a key concept that's made a huge, huge difference, really in everything in my life since it came to me, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. It's going to be a centerpiece of the upcoming UX book. It's really informed how I'm thinking about the structure of the business, what I'm selling, and how I communicate with people. And I mean, communicate with them in the sense of what kind of content I'm putting out, why am I putting it out, what is the purpose of that content. And it's really radically, radically changed my entire approach to everything. It even tied in some of the music stuff. So I'm going to jump in. So the concept, in other words, has to do with a couple of things. Circles and doorways. And I want to talk about doorways first, because that's really how the whole breakthrough happened for me. Because it all stems initially from, I was thinking really deeply about music and why I'm so obsessed with music. I can't remember a time when I didn't play a musical instrument. My grandparents gave me a pair of drumsticks around age 2. And so I grew up playing drums and piano and a little bit of guitar and stuff like that. My dad plays now, a little bit of 5 different instruments. And so things were kind of always around. And essentially music became an obsession. And the reason it became an obsession, and this was the breakthrough that I had here a few months ago, is I finally realized really what it was that made me so obsessed with music. As much as I love every element of it, as much as I love the feel of putting my fingers on the piano or sitting down at the drums, whatever, what really drives the obsession with music is this moment. In certain songs, there's this moment. It's like an opportunity, a little invitation to kind of step out of the preset structure of the song and push the song to a different level. And that's what I call a doorway. And it's something that I picked up from my dad, who is a multi-instrumentalist singer, songwriter in his own right. And it really hit me that those kinds of like little opportunities that show up in songs, they also show up in every area of our life. So doorways happen in relationships. They absolutely happen in business, because really what doorways are is they are opportunities, but they're also decision points. And those opportunities and decision points end up defining our life. So just like in music, I realized that doorways present themselves. They create invitations to leave our plans and our preconceptions behind and really go to a deeper level. So one of the doorways that opened to me, just as a quick example, is years ago, I had an opportunity that came out of left field. I was presented with an opportunity to move to San Diego. I got to work with someone that I really respected and I wanted to learn from. I had no idea what would lead. I didn't know anyone else there in the city. I had no history of being in Southern California, but I jumped at the chance anyway. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made. In fact, like all the great things that have happened in my life since then have been a direct result of stepping through that one single doorway. Now, for those of us that believe in God, or maybe you believe in the universe or whatever, but we can probably look back and see doorways that God has opened for us. Moments where we felt that pull, that calling, that invitation to go to a deeper level of connection, which brings us to one of the key principles in the world of UX, which is watching and learning to step through the right doorways is the key to a deeper knowledge of ourselves, a deeper connection with God, and a deeper relationship with others. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck does all this have to do with business? The good news is it's absolutely directly applicable to business, which is one of the reasons I love this breakthrough. And it's one of the reasons it tied in. It started with music, the original breakthrough, but then it started to affect and seep into the way I approached everything. So one of the traps that we fall into as experts and entrepreneurs is speaking to everyone the same way. And we act as if there's like one circle around us, and that circle is everyone. And we're tempted to treat everyone the same way. And I don't believe it serves the people that we want to impact, because no matter how good we are, we can't serve or impact everyone the same way. The reason why is that I believe people naturally group themselves into circles of impact around leaders. In other words, people make connections, they make choices about the level of connection and the relationship that they develop with us. So if you can imagine, picture yourself at the center of a series of circles, like you're the center of a target or a dartboard. that is you as the leader. Around you, you've got your inner circle, and then you've got, you know, various circles around you, and then you've got this outer circle of around you. So people start kind of in our outer circles, and they move closer as they're drawn to us. The closer they get to our inner circle, the deeper the level of the connection and relationship they develop with us. And the closer they are to us, the more we can solve their problems and create a positive impact in their lives. Now, this is all a very natural process. We can either fight it or we can take advantage of it. But this is what happens in life. When we speak to everyone the same way, regardless of their level of connection and relationship, this is what ends up happening. We end up selling everything to everyone all the time, which creates a lot of complexity for us and confusion for our, you know, tribe of people that we're trying to build. Then we make the confusion worse when we develop more content and more products and services to sell. And we have all kinds of different things to talk about. And we're trying to talk about everything to everyone. So in the world of UX, you know, where this kind of realization about doorways and circles really leads to is this. It creates this simple strategy that prevents all this complexity and confusion. And the basic principle is that we understand the circles of impact that are around us, and we speak to each circle differently. And I'll give you a quick example. So Jesus is a perfect example of this. So I can't imagine being more effective at conveying a message or having a more life-changing message than Jesus had. And the bottom line is that he still had various circles of impact around him. His core message was the same, and yet he spoke to people in each circle differently. He didn't talk to the disciples the same way he spoke to the crowds of people that he preached in front of. And in the same way, we can have one core message to the world, one solution to a big, valuable problem, yet we can still speak to each of our circles differently based on their level of relationship and connection with us. So we're not selling or talking about everything to everyone all the time. Now, here's where doorways come in. So we understand that we're at the center of this kind of target, and around us is we've got inner circle, we've got our outer circle. Now, what connects those circles to each other, I believe, are doorways. Doorways are opportunities, and we can actually create those doorways to invite people to move from one circle deeper and closer to us into another circle, right? Each doorway that we create is an opportunity and a decision point for that other person. And as the other person steps through each of our doorways, they're going to get closer to us and closer to our inner circle. And that center of our circle is us and our UX machine, where we produce results and impact the clients we serve. So we want to move people as close to us as possible, because that's where we have the most impact. We can have a certain level of impact on our outer circles by the content that we create, by the lower priced products we sell. If we do that, there's all kinds of things we can do, just like Jesus had a measure of impact on the crowds. But where he really had his impact was on the disciples, where he spent time with them and they were around him all the time. He changed their lives. And then where he had his greatest impact was the disciples went out and they started preaching, and they had an exponential impact. So the more that we understand and use this model, the more we can streamline and simplify our business and our marketing. So I'll give you a couple more examples. Clarity. So understanding kind of the concept of circles of impact around us that are connected by doorways helps us to get clear on the activities that produce results, solve problems, and attract people to us. Understanding that when people get closer and closer to us and have a deeper level of connection and relationship, that's where we can deliver our best results. So that gives us a lot of clarity. Then it also feeds into momentum, because when we raise our level of action, we raise our level of attraction. The higher our level of action, the more momentum we build. And the key to building momentum is focusing on the right action in the right places. In other words, when we let go of this pressure and obligation we put on ourselves to sell everything to everyone all the time, we can take more of the right action in the right places, deliver the right message to the right people at the right time, and we can do more of that rather than scattering ourselves and spreading our attention and our resources and our time trying to sell everything to everyone, so that we end up not having as much of an impact and we don't build as much momentum. So all this helps understand, and we end up building more momentum. And finally, simplicity. Understanding our circles of impact help us create simple doorways that move people closer to us in a more strategic way. So we can stop selling everything to everyone, and we can start creating a path that leads to real relationships and real impact. So in a further episode, we'll talk about kind of the differences, but you know, what, who's in the outer circles, who's in the inner circles, what's the difference between those people, how do we create doorways that draw people closer to us? We'll get into all that stuff. But for now, I just wanted to convey the really key core insight that is changing the way that I look at business entirely, which is that doorways are opportunities and decision points that invite us and other people into deeper levels of connection. And in the same way, our business creates these circles around us, and we can construct doorways for people and invite people to go from one circle to another, progressively closer to us into deeper levels of connection and relationship. And the closer they get and the deeper the level of connection and relationship with us that they have, the more we can impact them by solving big, valuable problems. That is the goal of all of this, is impact, obviously freedom for ourselves, of course, but exponential impact. And so the more people we have in our inner circle where we can pour ourselves into those people, the more exponential impact we'll have on the world. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a lot out of that. That has been my breakthroughs on circles and doorways. There's much more to come on that, where we'll talk about the difference between the circles and how to move people from one into the other. And of course, there's going to be more on that in the upcoming UX book. They'll come out either later this year or early next year. So stay tuned for that. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you on the next episode of the UX Podcast. Now, I believe that clarity releases energy. So I hope that this episode creates clarity for you by laying out a path forward in your business. Now, if you're interested in starting a podcast like this to help you break into a new industry or to establish yourself as an authority in a niche market, let's talk. We have a complete done-for-you podcasting service. That is my agency that I'm building and growing, and I'd love to talk to you about what we can potentially do for you. You can learn more at pursuingresults.com to get a sense of what our service is all about. And if you're ready, if you're really seriously thinking about starting a podcast, I'm happy to brainstorm your ideas and talk about the positioning of your podcast within the market, something that you can take away whether we end up working together or not. So you can grab a time on my calendar for a podcast brainstorm call at bookjohnson.com. That is bookjohnson.com. I just want to thank you again for listening to the show, for leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes, and more importantly, for investing your time, your energy, your attention into the show. It really means the world to me that you would do that. So again, this is the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine, and we'll see you on the next episode.